Let us record this,
Steve.
Baby.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi, everybody.
Hi. I don't have an agenda thing. I have a little bit of...
There's some on the table.
Okay. You want one, too?
The reason I wanted to have this meeting, because we need to update the budget, because there's been a lot of changes since
Just
they approved
one,
it in June.
No, you're good.
No, I have one.
Okay.
There's with the pool and with our new Bay Point Youth Academy program and different things. There's been a lot of changes just since June, so
I just have one question.
Update this, pretty much, that's, and pretty much explain all the big changes that we made.
Do we need to go through this for your...
Okay,
yeah.
I am going to opening ceremonies, call to order. Roll call, please.
Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Hoagland.
Present.
Okay.
And we move on to approval of the agenda. Motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Madam Chair, I move approval of the agenda as presented.
Steve. Eva.
Present.
Aye. You seconded it.
A second.
Okay.
Items of business. Individuals wishing to speak on the items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form in order to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at the time. The speakers are limited to 3 minutes, review and discussion of proposal. Revised operating budget for 2017-2018. Do you have any big questions, or do you want to just go to go through it? What do you think is best?
Yeah, just the staff to report.
Let's see.
Did you say you had a question?
For the teen program way at the end, but that's just
the Youth Academy one that he found too. Is that the
There's
one?
A line item missing.
Okay. Well, that
it's
was one of them.
That's
okay.
Not.
That was the, okay. Okay. So I guess, so it's retirement and it goes to where?
The $600 is retirement and the rest are where they should
well,
be.
Well, that answers retirement and
the rest are in line where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, that was it. I was like, what is wrong with this? And okay, so go ahead.
The income, there's not a lot to change. First Five, they did a big change in their system over there, and they're not having classes here for the fall. But they said they'll be here in the spring again for our classes, so we had to cut that a little bit.
Okay.
We had $10,000 in Kaiser funds that we'll be getting soon. I hope. Got them in August last year. And we have a youth sports program that we're going to be using them for. And the pool for free swim lessons for low income, I believe. The Ambrose pool, well, I still try to be conservative on the pool figures for the income because the first year is going to be a big year.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll catch up to that because Lori, I know, has more programs planned.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in May, she's doing lessons and stuff. And yeah, she'll have more time this year than we did this last year. We didn't know exactly when the pool was going to be open.
Can I ask a question on the lessons? We had it at 18, now we're going down to 5. And that's because we think that we've increased, we did the lion's share of kids who can't swim last year. And so this year is just the age specific kind of?
The 18 was because we had gotten, we had gotten 7,000 in Kaiser again.
Mm-hmm.
Plus we had... Yeah, there was some, but this does not include the 7, I think, or the 6 or 7 from mm-hmm. Kaiser this year that we're
right,
adding.
Right, it's down at the bottom,
down here
yeah, right.
Keller.
Mm-hmm.
Keller grant.
Cool.
So that will be more than that, yeah. Then the Koshland grant, we get $75,000 for three this year and two more years.
Mm-hmm.
And when they first started it, they had a $25,000 discretionary reserve that the Koshland fellows that are running this program have the discretion to use however they need it.
The $25,000.
Yes, and that's set. That's not in the budget. That's set in a reserve account because we don't want to budget that because
they don't have any idea
what they're going to use it for. We received $66,000 last year, but it didn't start till the middle of May.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't use a lot of that. So there's, I think there was 50-some thousand still left that I put in reserve also. So if she can't, if we need more than the 75 each year, she can draw from that a little bit. the expenses, we are adding two positions, and that's under general fund. in my busy part of the year, at the end of the fiscal year, until the audit's over, that's my busiest time of the year. So, and Debbie, that's her busy time because it's all the registrations for everything in the summer. So we need help. What can I say? Our programs are getting bigger and our staff is not. So it's just 20 hours a week for 4 months. It'd be May through August. And the total is, $35,250. So that's not bad. And then the part-time, what we did is Philip Lerma, he was our pool maintenance guy for the whole summer. And so the pool still needs maintained through the through the winter, so we're using him for that. So we're giving him, having him 25 hours a week for the 8 months of the winter from the close of the pool till. And then the rest of his salary, and that was, his is...
13790?
Yeah, 13790. And that's just for what he does for the parks. He's helping Alfredo and Raul to do projects and what have you. The other 10,000 that of his salary for the pool is in the pool budget.
So we've separated them out. And this is kind of strategic. To have an extra set of hands on a part-time basis, but he's also an electrician
and
this would cost us so much to have to go outside. We'd burn this $13,000
in no time.
So having somebody there that has that skill is going to save us in a loan. Not only that, is we don't have to.
And
go
he's willing to take on a part-time.
If it goes,
if flexible.
Gets, you know, if it, anything over $1,000, you have to end up going out and getting bids for, doing all that stuff. So it just really cuts down on, and that's downtime. You know, things that aren't, if they're out of service, they're going to stay out of service until we go through the process. Having an in-house person that can capable of doing it, it just makes a lot of sense at this point. So,
so he's good. Retirement, we added Alfredo and Raul. They've been with us for a year, so they're entitled to retirement. We pay $50 a month into the 457 retirement accounts for them. So I had to add them for that. The increase in taxes just covers the new positions. Yeah, the debt service, that's our copier, is like $2 a month or something. It's not that big. Ambrose Park, we added security last year that would drive through the park and check the things. Now, maybe you can explain more about what they did for the locking of the gates in the summer and the pool and the...
Yeah, this has always been a headache. Thank you. The problem is that... our staff gets off at 3:30, but the park is open until dusk. And we have nobody to do anything. And we used to have to do callbacks and things like that. And then they came across a security company that provided this service at a relatively inexpensive rate. And looking at the math, it was $25 a visit, and we're going to spend more than that. So all what we're doing is we've contracted with a security company to come and secure our parks and our restrooms. What we were doing in the past... and this is kind of indicative of how much the park was being used and who was actually occupying mm-hmm. the park. The homeless were there primarily, mm-hmm. and users weren't there. So when we would leave, the homeless would go in and destroy the restrooms. So we started locking the restrooms when the employees would leave. So therefore, park users would not have access to restrooms from 3:30 to whenever dusk was. As the park started increasing in its use, we started moving the homeless out and getting more of the users to actually use the facilities. We thought it would be beneficial to keep those facilities open until the park is closed. So that's what we've been able to do, is hire a security firm to come out there, lock our restrooms, keep them available to the public. We actually lock the upper ones and keep the lower ones, but depending on how busy we are. I'll get calls on Sundays. Frequently on Sundays, yes, during the summer. Hey, a lot of people here, do you want me to keep the restrooms open? Which mm-hmm. I inevitably say, absolutely. Yeah. We want people to feel like they're being accommodated, because there's so many people out there, we need both restrooms open at the same time. But this provides us that ability to close the restrooms and close the gates at closing of the park. So that's the
expense. So they have keys that you can lock up the patrol?
Yes. It's been working
just in, and they come like in security cars, like police and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's also real good.
It's very good.
Just to, even if it only happens for 15 minutes a day, it just it's really good to for people to see that that's happening, because they don't know. I mean, they could be doing it 10 times a day.
It's Guardian security. It's, you've seen their cars with their little logos.
And it's worked out really good for us. And now they're providing us actually written reports, so we get to see what's going on, anything different or outstanding that we need to be aware of. They're providing us written reports. So it's been a real good.
And how much is that? Is that added?
Yes.
It's a little more. I think we add 5,000. More because, yeah.
Yeah, but that's...
Same guard services provides.
It's the anchor, so we got to make sure it's secured and taken care of, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought the janitorial supplies, and I have to tell you, as a person who has been to that pool at least, I don't know how many times, any amount of money to keep it clean, and those guys do such a great job of keeping it clean, and the park itself looks great. So, you know, it was funny because you don't think of it as janitorial at a park, but there really is. I mean, all the just the tables and the nonsense that you have to take care of. So, thank you for pointing it out to us.
A lot of it is just the toilet paper and the cleaning supplies and the stuff that they have to use to clean the bathrooms.
Okay. Cool.
So, and they do it very well. So
yep, you do a great job.
They do use the supplies. The dumpsters at the park, we had to raise that because we are now getting two pulls a week instead of one.
That's a good thing, though. We have more people going.
Well, those two dumpsters do take the trash from all the parks. But the problem was the homeless were leaving. They've broken actually into the bocce ball building and were camping in there. They shooed them off, and then we had to put all that in the dumpsters, and it was full. So it kept
and you know the same thing that we are faced with out here. Somebody decides that they don't want to go to the dumps with their sofa because it costs them additional funds. They just dump it off at the public place and put it on the public's dime.
Remember the hot tub?
The hot tub. This is consistent. It would be short-sighted not to build this into the operations budget because it's happening consistent enough that we
know it's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Ambrose Park is going to be worse because nobody sees you.
Sure.
You go down and you dump it, nobody sees you because you're in the middle of nowhere.
Unfortunately,
it's costing us $1,300 a month.
So do you lock these dumpsters like you do here? No.
No, they're in the fenced, in the yard.
It's not so much that they're actually using the dumpster, they're using the park.
No. We have to dump the stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're not using it.
They're doing like the hot tub.
They're not doing anything nice.
I thought they were dumping the stuff inside.
No. They wouldn't be so gracious.
That would be a little kind. Yeah, that would be one step better. No, they're just putting it in the park and
we're cleaning.
We're doing the best we can. It's a low priority for police. They look and go, you know, that's too bad. And
they're like kids. We have to clean up after.
Yeah, and just unfortunate one of those things.
Okay.
So by securing the park and making sure it's closed after hours, we're reducing the opportunity, but it doesn't eliminate the opportunity.
Now, are the police still doing often going out and just sitting doing reports there?
They are, yes.
And now, do they go into the gate or they sit just outside the gate and do their reports?
Well, when the gate is locked, they don't go in. But when their presence there often enough during the day, which is really good because, you know, we have some of the people kind of creeping around and they recede from the park. And they know them. They've made a couple of arrests there, too, while I've been out there, so it's been really helpful. So, yeah.
They did arrest the people that broke into the pool.
That's good. And I understood the thing of, you know, if you haven't got no money, there's nothing you can get from them. But it needs to be pointed out that, you know, this is the government and this is the people's pool. And you may be one of the people, but you don't get to tear it up for the rest of
That's right. And we've seen a decline. And every community around us is seeing an increase in problems.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Ours was so acute when I first got here that it was just, it couldn't get any worse. They were destroying everything.
Right.
And they were being abetted, I'm sure. That it's helped that you know, we've had such a big presence in the park from users because it has decreased. And I think we're one of the fewer agencies that have seen, relatively speaking, a decrease in the.
Alfredo also has contact in the police department in Pittsburgh, so if something he calls them.
Do they have? Guy? They have a they have a key for it, don't they? The police.
They do.
Okay, good. Yes. I mean, just because that's in their jurisdiction.
Yes.
I have a question because years ago there was a drinking fountain at that park, and it got beat to hooey.
It
okay.
Did.
And there's not been one put back since. And we need to do something because as we're growing in population of tenants at the park.
Uh-huh.
We certainly don't want to penalize them if they want something to drink.
I know.
I don't know how we figure it out, but
it's hard.
We need to look at something. I don't know if it's on the outside of the bathroom building or some way
Yeah, that's true. When the same thing happened at Lynbrook, too, that they beat that one to pieces and they've been without a drinking fountain.
It's just because the population at the park is now grown.
It is. That's right.
You know, I certainly understood when you have no people, you have crime. Yeah. But it's much like when we did the Boy Scout thing there years ago. People said to me, "Oh my gosh, how could you do a Boy Scout thing there? There are homeless people there, and they do drugs there." And I went, "Well, they're not going to do them with 1,000 witnesses."
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nobody wants to do bad things around, you know,
that's right.
eyewitnesses.
That's right.
So we need to reward the
yes,
public
yes.
by, you know, giving them that kind of, you know, thing. And even if it's like our concrete picnic tables and we put it in concrete where if they whack it, they, you know, spend the afternoon vibrating, that'd be okay.
I wish we could afford to put the cement ones at Ambrose Park.
I know.
It would be fun. It would be fun. And it would be fun to watch.
All the time, yes.
It'd be fun to watch.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... You'd almost you'd want to have a camera on it just to see the entertainment. So.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
It's a point well taken that these parks need drinking, especially the ones that can house a larger
population. Right.
Don't forget that since if you're going to have the expense, I know that they have the doggy things.
They do, yes.
Right. But it's just, you know, I mean, I'm thrilled that when you go by our parks now, it's hard to go by a park that doesn't have people in it.
I know.
Anuta's down the street from my house, and so of course, it's my favorite.
Hickory Meadows had probably 12 people in it when I was there.
That teeny tiny square.
They were all over that thing. I'm like, wow.
When was this?
It's about 2 weeks ago.
But you know what it is? It's green grass, someplace I can go that's not at home.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know,
the kids could throw the
it's
ball
why
around.
I said a long time ago, we need to get those outdoor exercise things, and as dumb as it sounds, put them in those pocket parks, because that would give Henrietta an excuse to walk the dog down there, tie it off to the exercise thing, and exercise for a little bit. Look who's talking about exercise. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, it has a value. And I think if you went to the medical, to Kaiser and those kind of people,
sure.
And said, you know, Henrietta walking her dog could have this exercise thing, but it costs us money we don't have.
Right. Yes.
In the dumbest places, I mean, you know, when this county changed this to a hard right-hand turn at Port Chicago, in Los Angeles, they took all those that they did that to, and they put those exercise things in just those little dinky strips.
Oh, my gosh.
And people are using the heck out of them.
That's interesting.
They're like, you know, it's at a signal light, so there's population, so people see I'm safe, you know.
That's right.
And they're wearing some of the ones, you know, I can see them, like, running in place.
Yeah.
They could use that while the red lights
I'm waiting for the light.
Yeah.
Let's see, Lynbrook Park, since we put the well in, it's our least expensive county park, let's put it that way. We had over $5,000, a little over $5,000 to carry over this year for Lynbrook, because we didn't spend it. Now, the problem was on the other parks, we way overspent, a lot of maintenance and water problems and what have you, but we can't mix them up, so.
Yeah, that's why the $5,000 is going to a new slide.
Yeah, we have $5,000 in reserve, so if we have something.
Took care of that.
Yeah, spent that in 30 seconds, didn't you?
That was a quick, easy spend, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
$5,000, yeah, sure.
And we have to put it in ourselves.
Took you no time at all.
I don't think it's come yet.
It has not, yeah.
Took you no time at all to take that savings and just spend it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what it is.
Yeah, so we just, yeah, the county parks, you kind of have to play it by ear, because you don't know one year to the next what messes are going to happen in those parks.
Very.
Because they're very old, they have not been updated in forever and ever.
Right. Well, the one thing, the only thing I will say is, and I am not sorry we took them, simply because we have ownership of them, and we now can say that the community parks in this town belong to this district, and we could never have gone and bought them as raw land and done them. And so it's a good thing, because we were getting blamed anyway.
Right.
I mean, if it needed weeding or watered or whatever, you know, it was, let's just call Ambrose, because that's who. So at least now, they're getting the guilty person when they call.
Yeah, one of the hard things that we've been hit with lately is the irrigation systems at all these county parks. Now, there are two contracts for our landscape services, and you might see a change in our budget if the board approves my recommendation, which would be, since there are two contracts, one for what we call district parks and one for county parks, I want to actually get one contract. So one of the contracts eliminates any irrigation services from our contractor. We have to pay extra for that. The other, our district parks, the one I was able to negotiate, we had that included in that. So what I want to do is put them together, have one agency, and no longer have to worry about irrigation. It may cost us a little more, depending on the bid climate. That's why we may see a change in the budget, because March is the expiration of the county, and one expires sometime later, but we have a 30-day out. So we'll exercise the 30-day out, let the other one expire, and then go do an RFP and get it. It may be the same company if they come in with the lowest bid, but nevertheless, we build that and make it a little tighter, and I think life will get a little easier on us.
Well, yeah, and that's the easy, I mean, that's what it's about, and if you can have them do the water situation when they're already going to be there anyway, it takes our people from not, that's good.
So, and we will be doing another mid-year revision of the budget.
Yeah, it's our turn.
January, February, somewhere around there. Kids. Just yelled at them earlier. And then, excuse me, they're throwing chairs. No, I'm sorry. The pool, the original figures, like I said, were our best guess, and hopefully these are a little closer. We're still kind of playing by ear, because we still have the winter to go through, so, and it's looking like the water's going to be $1,200 a month just for water in the pool every month, which is a lot.
How much?
$1,200.
I will never complain about my water bill again.
Yeah, just for the pool, and I kind of don't understand how it just disappears that much, but.
Well, the one thing that frustrates me is that, do you know that Golden State is one of the only private water companies in California that does not have an agricultural rate?
Oh, wow.
We pay the same amount for that water in that swimming pool that you and I pay to put water in the house.
And it's very expensive, yeah.
It's one of the most expensive.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they had ag water rates, it wouldn't be bad, because then you could take the hit once and know that you know.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know what we can do. Maybe, you know, send a letter to their board asking them to consider it. But that's why it's so expensive, is because that's actually drinking water in the pool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
dumb as a
crazy.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but in the early days when I was here, they used to fill the pool for free for us every year because we emptied it in the winter. Back to the lining we had to empty it in the winter, so they filled it for free, but they don't do that anymore.
Those were the days, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very expensive, and I was looking, because we just got our water bills today, too, and the service charges on these bills are ridiculous. We spent, because I was looking at that bill, that 900 bill,
mm-hmm.
I think we only had 300 in water. The rest was all, there's like 300 in this one service charge, and all these little other service charges, maybe 600 of the 900, and some was... It's
we,
sad.
Can we meet with Trina and talk to them about that?
Yeah.
Not Trina. Tina.
Tina.
Tina Rosales.
Tina.
Yeah, Trina the brain.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what kind of clout she has.
Yeah. I think that when you said writing the company.
Right, but I mean, at least she would be able to guide us on who or what. I mean.
And are they subject to PUC oversight?
Well, they are,
yeah,
but,
right?
You know, that's the biggest rubber stamp you ever saw in California.
Yeah, that's a bad one, yeah.
Well, we just got a letter a couple of weeks ago saying they're applying for increases again by 15%
but,
over
but
the next
that's,
3 years.
You know, I mean, we need to
it's like, wow.
Stomp our foot because we are probably the largest water user in their district, and we need to, you know. They need to be sharing in this community thing, you know?
Yeah, that's right. But we have no other option, so
the
competitive
it's
market
like
doesn't
have
drive any cost down.
Like just,
exactly.
You get the water, you don't.
Yeah, yeah, we'll drill a well everywhere, and we'll get our own filtration
that's
systems.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Oh, my gosh. So anyways, we need to see how much PG&E and everything is going to be through the winter for the pool before we can really know how much the pool's going to cost.
I have to tell you, the funniest thing is the snack bar for $1,000 because what was it? We spent close to $1,000 this year, and she brought in a great deal more than that.
Yeah.
It was like, spend it, baby, because those kids are out to buy the buck, you know.
Yeah,
so.
That was only, she didn't even start that till, God, midsummer, I don't think so.
I know.
Yeah.
We need to stock up in April.
Yeah,
the kids will be there with the
sugar. And dimes from the kids.
You know.
She was trying to see if she could get a freezer maybe next year for the...
Provide that service for
so
them
that
to
they
go
can
out
have
there
the ice cream.
Have a service snack bar and an area shade. Yeah.
I wonder what a freezer would, I mean, could it be a home-type freezer, or has it got to be a big, fancy commercial?
No,
I don't think so.
Just enough to, she just goes and buys ice cream at
Costco.
Yeah.
I think she has the final or what, I don't know.
Let me look
she
at that.
She goes several places.
Okay.
Anyways, the teen center, they increased the budget for Randy's program, which was good for him. But we won't be getting any more because they don't want any grants over 100,000 because it's a federal grant. That means a whole lot more paperwork for them. So it's at 95 or something like that now. So it won't go up anymore after this. And then the Koshland grant, I was wrong. There was 32,000 left from last year that we haven't reserved. And the 25, and that's about it.
I got to tell you, I'm so upset that I missed the teen center, the youth academy open house. The worst day of the year. That was my biggest order for the year, had to be shipped that day. So I was literally in my front room at 11 o'clock that night, still putting stickers on masks. I was like, I need to be an amp. No, I got to get this stuff packed up. It's got to go.
I heard it was good. Did Federal show up or
no,
just
No, Manuel came.
Oh, not David
Vincent
Frazier.
Manuel. No, it was just Vincent Manuel that I saw. It was really, really nice. You know, they did an excellent job in presenting. The lady that came from the San Francisco Foundation, I forgot her name, Isabel something.
Yeah.
She did a wonderful job in talking about the importance of having a program like this,
mm-hmm.
and how she started on the Koshland project. How she was the youngest recipient or fellow to come out of Marin County, and how it's a pleasure to say that 10 years later she is one of the case, no, not case, program managers at the foundation. That's pretty big.
That's big, yeah.
And she's, what, 27 years old?
Yeah.
Well, it's money that we certainly appreciate getting from Koshland, because the program, they actually, the kids piled into my office today, and they've got a healthy group of kids already signed up for the program.
Oh, good.
Have been screened and recruited, so the you know, the budget reflects a.
Can we ask for an update at a board meeting in the future?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yes.
Because I mean,
give her a little bit of time. The kids
are doing so much around here now that we need to be screaming and hollering that they're doing it.
Absolutely.
You know. So.
Want to turn?
No questions from me.
Madam Chair, questions? I make a motion we adjourn.
Okay. Let's do it. Anyways, the festivities were quite nice.